Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our Lord's original listeners took offense to the Bread of Life sermon. Why? It's because Jesus was talking about eating his flesh and drinking his blood. Is Jesus talking about Holy Communion here? Well, yes and no. He hadn't instituted communion yet. He distributed bread and fish, not his body and blood, bread and wine. He's talking about an eating that is always beneficial, but yet we know that if a person takes communion unworthily, that is, without knowing what it is, without being repentant of their sins, well, then they're not receiving a blessing. They're eating and drinking judgment on themselves. So what exactly is Jesus talking about in John chapter 6? Granted, his words sound like and remind us of Holy Communion, and I'll get to that in a moment. But Jesus is mostly concerned about this: faith, believing firmly in him and in his word. The only means of salvation is when God comes to you to give you the faith to believe that Jesus is true God and true man who came to you in human flesh and blood. He suffered on the cross and died as your substitute to forgive you your sins. So faith in Jesus is always beneficial. There's a good example in Matthew and Luke's gospel. Many people were crowding around Jesus seeking his healing touch. They heard about his miracles, but they didn't believe him to be the Savior. Jesus is very concerned that faith not be replaced with doing the deed, going through the motions, looking like you have faith when you really don't. However, in spite of all these faithless people seeking to touch him for some kind of benefit, one person, a woman with a bleeding disease, touched Jesus with faith. She knew that he is her Savior. And Jesus asked, "Who touched me? I felt power coming out of me." Jesus knows who has faith and who doesn't. This woman was healed. But all the others in the crowd that were pressing on him were not healed. Why her and not them? They did not believe. Faith in Jesus Christ is always beneficial. Going through the motions is not beneficial at all. Now, as you read all of John chapter 6, you will see that Jesus is preaching and giving food, meaning lunch, to non-believers. Jesus did not offer grace and salvation in the bread and fish that he fed to them. He actually brought up their ancestors who ate manna in the wilderness and they died. Yeah, they had food in their bellies, but they perished in their unbelief. Jesus is certainly offering to these unbelievers faith, life, and salvation. But his offer was rejected. Now, it would be tempting to conclude, well, maybe if they would have taken communion, they would have converted to Christianity. Well, if that were so, then faith in Jesus means absolutely nothing. The fact is, Jesus wasn't giving them the sacrament. He was feeding them lunch. A big difference. Faith is going to cause you to cherish the things of God, his word, baptism, and Holy Communion. Faith invites you to pray, to confess your faith in Jesus Christ to others. Faith invites you to support the cause of Jesus Christ with your gifts. Faith invites you to volunteer, to do things at your church or in your community when the need arises. Faith opens your mouth to sing our beautiful hymns. And faith is not just merely head knowledge. We all know about pagan religions. We can all tell you some things about them, but just because we know about it doesn't mean we believe in it. Faith means you must embrace and hold fast the gospel of Jesus Christ. Plenty of people have been baptized. Plenty of people have received their first communion, and yet they abandon Christ, either through outright hostility or benign neglect. They will never again hear his word or receive the sacrament. They've given up their faith. John 6 is telling you that the most important consideration is to believe with all your heart that God sent his Son in a human body of flesh and blood. He became sin for you on the cross, and there he paid the wages of sin for you. From the cross, forgiveness and eternal salvation has been poured out on you. From the empty tomb of Easter, Jesus conquered the curse of sin, death, and the grave. If you don't believe this, you're lost forever. If you once believed it, but believe it no longer, you're still lost forever. If you followed Jesus once, but like the people of Capernaum, follow him no longer, then you're lost forever. The people who heard our Lord preach the gospel were offended. Now, what does that mean? We hear the word offended so many times that it's become a meaningless word. But actually, in the original language, the Greek language, the word is scandal. The people were scandalized by what Jesus said. Now, today we think of a scandal as an incident that brings down a powerful person, like we saw this past week in New York. In ancient times, the definition of a scandal is something you may have in your house right now. It's the bait stick on a mouse trap. It's where you put the cheese. In the ancient Greek language, that little trigger is called a scandal. How many people have a scandal in their house right now? I got several under the kitchen sink. You know, in ancient times, that stick, that bait stick, that scandal was a trigger that resulted in death. Isn't that what happens when you put a piece of cheese on the trigger? Kills the mouse. Now, if you stumble, you can get up. If somebody offends you, you can get over it. But if you trigger the trap, you are done for. And that's what Jesus is saying. Don't be offended. Don't be scandalized. Don't let yourself be trapped into eternal condemnation by not believing in Jesus. Don't take offense to anything the scriptures tell you. The Holy Spirit has given you a living and active faith. So sustain it by the means Jesus gave you. Remain in his word. Remember your baptism and cherish the gift of Holy Communion. John chapter 6 is talking about faith, not Holy Communion, but our Lord's words do draw you to the sacrament, don't they? That's because faith makes you hunger and thirst for the things of God. You see, when Jesus gives himself to you, he came in flesh and blood as one of us, as our brother. And he comes to you now through his word, through water in the font, and through the bread and wine that you'll receive in Holy Communion. Now the day will come when earthly bread will no longer do us any good. Our physical lives will only last so long. But Jesus never fails. The day will come when your faith will be all you have to sustain you. Believe in Jesus Christ. Feed your faith with the bread of life, which is Jesus Christ, who comes to you in word and sacraments. They will sustain you to life everlasting. Believe in Jesus, and he will forgive all your sins and raise you up on the last day. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.